Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is doing more than we can ask or even imagine. Amen. We are entering the second week of Advent. Advent means coming, the coming again of God becoming one of us in Jesus. Advent means hope and encouragement. Advent invites us to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. But this beautiful message of Advent faces an uphill road if it is really to sink into our hearts. We are caught up in buying presents, and not presence as in God with us. Growing in a sense of the gift of God gets lost amid the preparations of Christmas decorations, Christmas gift buying, and Christmas music. There are only 19 shopping days left before Christmas. Only 19 more days to cut out coupons for those special savings for those gifts. It's going to get crazy in the shopping malls like a wilderness. John the Baptist spoke out about God in the wilderness. If you find yourself in the next 19 days, in the wilderness of the shopping mall, you probably won't hear someone say to you, "Happy Advent." I can't imagine anyone saying to you, "If you are a Christian, I hope you are having a blessed time preparing to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ." Instead, sales associates are trained to say nowadays, not to offend anyone, "Happy holidays." If John the Baptist ran into you in the mall, and you wouldn't want that to happen, he wouldn't say to you, "Happy Advent" or "Happy holidays." The camel hair habit he would be wearing probably smells, and he was absorbed in what God wanted of him. John lived on the edge. He didn't blend in, and he spoke out. John the Baptist was a prophet, and he shook people. But the people of John's days were into prophets. We are not. The people of John's day had been waiting 400 years for a prophet to shake them up, for someone to stir them up to get right with God. We are uneasy when anyone shakes things up, especially our relationship with God. But if John were to run into one of us at the mall, or at Best Buy, or when we're placing an order for a honey-baked ham, John would say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." So how do we deal with this word, repent? I'm afraid it is not meant to be skipped over when hearing the reading of the gospel. We need to deal with it because it leads us to a fuller life. The root meaning of repent is a change of heart, a turning around, a new direction, a new commitment, a turning from sin. That is what repentance is. What it is not is being stuck feeling guilty. Like feeling guilty about not being nice to a neighbor, or feeling guilty because you haven't talked to a certain member of your family for years, or feeling guilty for not getting around to certain promises you have made. Repentance is realizing the wrong and seeking to make it right. Repentance is an honesty moment with yourself, a facing yourself, a noticing that actually deep within, there are places within you that are not at peace. We justify our moral indifference and arrogant presumptions. So Advent invites change. We may not be doing things perfectly well. We might be frustrated with our laziness or our super efficiency. In either case, John the Baptist would say to each of us, get right with God and yourself. But you say, how? On my own, I only know what I know. Precisely. We really can't make the kind of inner change that brings about the peace of God without God. And that is what the grace of God is, the power to change. Change happens when we accept God's help. This true story illustrates this. Billy Graham was a famous evangelical preacher who used to fill stadiums as he preached with passion of the saving grace of life in Jesus Christ. Toward the end of his rallies, he would offer an altar call, inviting people to come forward and turn their lives over to Jesus. Once there was an incident that happened at one of his rallies. Two men had been sitting side by side when Graham issued this invitation to come forward. They had not come together. They did not know each other. As they started forward, one of the men stopped the other and held out a wallet. He explained, "I must give you back your wallet. I took it from you a few minutes ago." This man, having decided to ask Jesus into his life, had also decided to start his journey by doing the right thing, by returning the wallet he had just stolen. That man's actions shows us what repentance is supposed to look like. Advent is a time to reorient our lives, to clear away our obstructions, our worries, our guilt, our distractions, our negative habits. Real change, real repentance is a two-step process. First, it involves sorrow that we are headed in the wrong direction. Second, it involves changing to the right direction. And repentance is not a one-time proposition. It is a process. And it is meant to take place daily. Each day, choosing to be right with God and with one another. God cares how we act with one another. We matter to God. William Mule tells an Advent story. Once upon a time, on a December afternoon, a group of parents stood in a lobby of a nursery school. They were waiting for their children on the last day of school before Christmas vacation would begin. As the children ran from their classroom, each one carried in their hands a special surprise, carefully wrapped. Each child had spent time each week of Advent working on their special surprise gift. One small boy, trying to run, put on his jacket, waved to his parents all at the same time, slipped and fell. The surprise gift flew from his grasp, landed on the floor, and broke with an obvious ceramic crash. The child began crying inconsolably. His dad, trying to minimize the incident and comfort the boy, murmured, "Now, that's all right, son. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all." But the child's mother swept the boy in her arms and said, "Oh, but it does matter. It matters a great deal." And she wept with her son. In all of our readings today, we are reminded that what we do and who we are matters. How we act or don't act matters, because each of us matters with God. How are we to do actions to convey to another that they matter? If we do not feel that how we act conveys this, then think of Advent as a season of spiritual house cleaning of the soul, and make an interior decision to change. There are only 19 days ahead of us to prepare our hearts to celebrate Jesus, the reason for the season. Join your voice with John the Baptist and announce to one another that each of us matters, because we are each brothers and sisters of the Savior of the world. Take time each day to pray and receive the grace of God's love, to receive the grace of God to be an agent of change, to bring about God's kingdom of hope and harmony. That's why we're here. In the words of the Epistle to the Romans, may the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony, in accordance with Jesus Christ, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.